Next patient is David Lawson. Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N, Lawson. David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 11-19-1952. Date of visit 9-22-23. This is a copy for Glenda Ramirez, M.D. Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, M.D. Date of birth was 11-19-1952. Next paragraph. Dear Glenda, thank you for sending David Lawson for my evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has a prior history of smoking for over 50 years, has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, with sputum production, and wheezing. The patient has a past history of hypertension, and he has not had a recent chest x-ray. Period. A CT chest done in 2017 showed a bronchial wall thickening with mild emphysema and few granulomas, period. The patient has no hemoptysis, weight loss, fevers, chills, night sweats, and he does not have any leg edema. Most recent PFT done on 9/6/23 showed very severe obstructive airways disease. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of carotid endarterectomy, history of carotid endarterectomy on the left, and a history for 3 back surgeries, and history of cataract surgery, as well as tonsillectomy. He has hypertension since the past 5 years. No diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 58 years. Does not drink alcohol. Presently retired. Worked in a warehouse. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of alcohol related disease. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next, system review. The patient has had some fatigue, no weight loss. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. And denies hoarseness or wheezing. And he does have shortness of breath and persistent cough. His vertigo and urinary frequency. There's no abdominal pains, but has diarrhea. No heartburn. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg edema. No anxiety, no depression. No joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. He has easy bruising. Next, med list. Norvalipta, 1 puff daily. I'm sorry. Please change that. Med list included Stiolto Respimat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. Flovent HFA, 2 puffs daily. And aspirin, 1 daily. And and atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of the sector superfluid edema. Blood pressure 140 over 60, pulse 78, respiration 20, temperature 98, 1, weight is 182, saturation 95. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supplemental bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes toward both lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart thumps of regular S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with the emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2. Chronic back pain. Number 3. Acute exacerbation of COPD. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to get a complete, advised to get a CT chest with contrast. He will need a complete PFT with lung volumes eventually. You also advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile and advised to continue the flow and HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and the steroid mat. He was also placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 10 days and prednisone 30 milligrams daily to be tapered in 2 weeks for exacerbation of COPD. A copy of his previous lab work will be requested and a follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, M.D., R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, Ramirez, M.D.